What is it? Your blood.
Ben and Jerry's fish food.
Ah, you, fish food.
You on your period?
I like my chocolate.
This guy.
You got him, Dwight.
He's on his period. Come on. Bump it.
Let's just wiener touch.
All right, everybody. I'm going to take a picture of us. I need you all to smile. Okay? Look at you guys.
You took a picture of your own camera.
Oh.
Why are you so stupid? Wait. Let me get into emo time.
Your emo'd?
Smile. Or angst. All right. There's another picture of my camera. My bad, guys.
But how are you not? All you have to do.
Do you know how to use that thing?
Why don't you bring us in episode
97? Welcome. Come on, Terry. I can't work. I'll be in my trailer.
It's fine.
Thanks, Terry. I just got him back. This dude wanted 3 penguins, okay? I had to get 3 penguins to get him out of his fucking trailer. Ryan, please.
Please, come back.
Ryan!
I can just barely hear you, like, because my... I just see... Ryan.
Ryan. So,
are we done? Are we in the podcast? What number are we on?
97. Episode 97. I asked Ryan to bring us in, but then Terry interrupted him very rudely.
I didn't interrupt him. I just got in before he did.
No, I said, welcome. And then you're like...
I don't even think you got welcome out.
Oh, well. Episode 97, 3 away from 100. What?
3 away from 100. It is a lot of podcasts.
It's going to be the best live podcast because then we're going to have 4 practice episodes of us talking on the cameras anyway. And we'll be professionals again.
Yeah.
When did we start? May something? Of 2000, the podcast? 10.
It was April 2010.
It was April?
No.
Maybe.
I need to go back and look at it because it'd be awesome if our 100th episode landed on our anniversary.
Let's see. I'll go look right now.
Well, I don't know if that would be accurate.
Maybe. We'll see. Well, it's about the time I got home from Chicago, so I think it was April. I got back April 15th.
April 15th?
Yeah, that's when I got back, and I got on the second episode, and it was right after I had gotten home.
Yeah.
Like, I know you didn't do it before I got home, so maybe the first week of May.
Oh, wait, no, on my Facebook, I used to post pictures and then tag everybody that was in it.
Oh, yeah, go look at those.
May 24th, 2010.
Is that the second one or the first one?
First one. First one was that. Episode 2 was... Also, May 24th?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. You're right.
I don't believe you.
And you shouldn't.
Oh, well. Not important. We're getting close. It's pretty damn close to 2 years.
Yep. Because I remember, like, the first, like, 7, it was, like, once every day. We put one out every day.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's what was going on. And, That was okay for a while we had stuff to talk about.
Yeah, a week's definitely enough time.
Yeah, and even then, I feel like we come into this every time, like, oh, shit, we just had one of these? What happened?
I know, it's my favorite time of the day.
Of the day. So yesterday at this time, it was your favorite time of the day?
No, it was just Thursday.
Okay, favorite day of the week?
Mm-hmm. No.
Podcast day? No? Okay.
I enjoy the evening of podcast day.
Okay, all right. I can respect that. I've had a crazy week. After getting my computer back,
no way,
exploding, I hit a flat semi-truck tire on my way home.
Oh, I heard about that. Tell me more.
And it messed up the bottom of my car, ripped off a bunch of my splash guards, and one of them cracked and like shoved its way into one of my driver's side tire, and messed that up pretty good. And then it also broke a bunch of welds in my exhaust, which was fucking awful. So as I was driving around, it was like, and Terry heard it when Spencer was over this weekend. Yeah,
is it totaled or are you gonna fix it? Is insurance gonna pay for it?
I didn't call insurance about it. I fixed it all myself. I could have gone through insurance probably, but it wasn't like anything like super major. It just cost me a good amount. Like, I had to get two front new tires. Well, used, but they were new. You okay, Ryan? You sound like you're dying. Or you look like you're dying.
He's just gonna keep dying.
He's having a cough attack or something right now. But I'm just gonna drink some water. Anyway,
this is the play-by-play on Ryan right now.
Yeah. The exhaust was fixed.
I don't know why you couldn't just leave me out of it.
You were making a scene.
No one else could see it. Just go about your business. And let
Terry
me do
was
me.
Laughing. If Terry wasn't laughing about it, I wouldn't have brought it up.
I didn't hear Terry laughing.
I heard him laughing.
All right. We got to focus.
Very softly.
Folks, we're not here. We're on a podcast without cameras.
Anyways. Exhaust was fixed, although my electronic cutoff is now busted. It's not working anymore, so I can't like turn off and my exhaust and turn it back on. Which is whatever. I'm probably just going to take it down and have them cut it out and just go straight pipes and just be really loud everywhere. Mm-hmm. And two brand new used tires. They couldn't sell me them as new because they came off of a brand new car, and they can't give me a warranty on that since they were used, quote unquote.
Like, how did they get them off a new car? Somebody totaled it right off the lot, or?
No, I guess the guy came in with new wheels, and so they took the tires off of the new wheels.
Right, the stock tires.
Yeah.
Or whatever tires he bought them with.
Right. So that's what happened. He showed the tread on them is amazing. They do look brand new. But then I also I had to replace my strut mounts, like bushings on the top end of my springs. And that took like 4 or 5 hours because I was being stupid about it, and spring compressors are bullshit. Anyways, my car is better now, and it got Terry. Remember that knocking in my car from the suspension hitting? That was because those strut mounts were fucked up. Now that's gone. Car's like brand new again. Well, yeah. Sounds brand new.
Can you fix my car?
No. I think your car is beyond repair, bro.
I know what's wrong with it.
But I know what's wrong.
But wait, I know what's wrong with it.
It just needs new brakes. That's not hard.
Okay, you also need a new driver's side door. Your reverse
doesn't
work.
No, I don't care about that. Okay. The things that matter to the car is actual driving.
Okay.
A good oil change would be nice since last time it just poured more oil into it. Because my oil light wouldn't go off.
Okay.
And I don't want to take it to an oil place because when they go to back it out, they'll be like, what the fuck's wrong with this car?
That's why you take it to one of the ones where they don't back out, they just drive
like
through.
Like Jiffy Lube. But I don't think Jiffy Lube would look at my car and be like, I don't think we can legally let you leave the lot.
Sir, there's far too many things wrong with this car.
Well, yeah. I bought new tires in 2010 for it. And haven't had them rotated since 2011.
I went through a phase where it was cheaper just to buy like used Steelys off of Craigslist than buy new tires. So I'd pay $200 for four new tires.
Money into it.
What?
I hate that car sometimes. I love her. She does her best, but she was broken when I got her.
She was broken. I remember that car, too, because I remember your neon, the green one.
I miss my green neon.
The green one handled okay. There's nothing power about it, but...
No, but she lasted.
She held her own.
That was a durable car. If I wouldn't have broken that goddamn axle...
I'm sure there's a fat joke in there somewhere.
Doing donuts is just fun.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. Wasn't a fat joke at all.
Shut up.
Didn't you also used to put those trays underneath your tires?
No, that was TJ.
Mm. Yeah, TJ did a lot of stupid stuff in that.
Because he had rear-wheel drive, so they put it on his back tires. I had front-wheel drive. He had his Cougar.
His Cougar.
And then we used to hold on to the back of his truck with trays from Taco Bell, or... We'd slide around.
I wasn't there for those moments.
Yeah, yeah. This was like junior year?
Perhaps.
When I worked at Taco Bell. They came in and stole a bunch of trays, and I was furious.
Oh, they did it on your watch?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, guys? And then I got off work and participated.
Well, I'm off work now, so it's not my responsibility. Let's go vandalize Taco Bell.
Let's go vandalize everything. There was one time we were eating at Denny's across the street from Taco Bell, and I saw somebody I knew working the drive-up, so I ran across that dirt field.
Not a dirt field anymore?
Yeah, it was at the time.
A lot of dirt fields in Manteca.
It was since the last time I've seen Manteca. I ran up, and I slapped the window of the drive-up. And she goes, holy fucking shit! But she was talking to a customer in the drive-up.
Wow.
And so she had to, like, apologize. And I waited for the guy to, like, leave, and I came back up and talked to her, and she was so mad. It was so worth it.
She needs to control her temper.
I agree.
She's out of control.
This was an example for management.
How could she act so reckless?
We're getting rid of her. We're letting her go.
I thought she was getting robbed close to the freeway.
I don't care what she thought. That's unacceptable.
Yep.
I agree, Terry. Thank you. I really honed my skill of peeling out in that drive-up late at night.
Peeling out? There's nothing hard about that, though.
No. I mastered it, man. I was like sitting there for days in the same spot. Burnt my tires up.
You guys didn't have cameras there?
No, but we had a clock, and you had to like get customers out in a certain amount of time.
Right. Most places do.
And whoever did the best getting customers out got like a party and shit. So we'd
pizza
always...
party.
Yeah, a pizza party.
Yeah, pizza party. Yeah, pizza. Yeah, because nobody wants the fucking burritos there.
Yeah.
Well, no, I had a burrito party at Taco Bell.
I had Taco Bell every day I worked at Taco Bell.
Yeah, you're the one that turned me on to the jalapeno sauce.
That jalapeno sauce. Anyway, so late at night, we would go and beat the clock. 30 seconds, just bam. And then we'd go back through the drive-thru. 30 seconds, bam. And we would just beat the average from the whole night, and we'd always win the pizza party.
Nice.
Because no manager's going to show up at midnight.
What stopped you from having it anyways, then? No manager's going to be, yeah.
No, they paid for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just the shit.
What does having a manager there have to do with it?
Well, because we were rigging the clock. We were cheating.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense then.
Yeah, we were cheating, so there was no manager there to catch us, so we did it, so we'd always win the pizza party.
Cool. Did you smother it in jalapeno sauce?
I smothered everything in jalapeno sauce.
No, it's jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Ryan, do you remember that sign in Provo? The misspelled jalapeno so terribly.
There was a sign in Provo, and it was Jack in the Box, and it said our new jalapeno burger, and it spelt it with an H.
Jalapeno.
So there was something else wrong with that. Wasn't there like two L's and stuff?
Yeah, there was like three L's.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. Jalapenos.
It's delicious.
Jalapeno.
We have S. Jalapeno.
There you go.
I heard you, Tyler.
Good, good.
I heard it. I laughed.
We went to Disneyland, and we went up to order, and this kid, David Campero went to go order his burger. He was like, I would like that with extra jalapenos, please. And the guy's like, what? Jalapenos. He looks back at the thing. He's like, you mean jalapenos?
And he's jalapenos?
It has a J, sir.
No, moron. There's a J there.
Food.
Oh, man.
Have you ever had a Habalabos?
Hmm?
It's the orange one.
Does not tempt you?
It does not tempt you? Habalabos? Habalabos?
Yes, Habalabos. Of course.
They're tasty.
How could I forget?
What is the next step? I forget.
You go straight. Oh,
Google pepper list. Oh, no, guys, it's not time for that.
Incredible.
I want to hear about BioShock.
Yeah, tell us about BioShock. Let me sit in the pretzel.
Oh, my BioShock.
I'm going to lean back in my chair while you tell me a tale.
Tell us a tale.
Okay. I would say, as a precursor to BioShock...
Was it hard? Was it hard like the first one?
No, I actually had a very easy... I only died maybe four times playing through normal. Sure. I'm going to be going back through to play 1999 mode, though. Which is apparently harder than hard.
Sorry I interrupted.
But, I played through normal first because I wanted to enjoy the story, have a good time while playing, and all of that. Does that not settle well with you, Ryan?
I just say beat it on the hardest mode. You get the most out of it.
You can, if you want, but I wanted to pay attention to the story, because there's a lot to that game. Like, the first time you play through that, you need to pay attention to everything. There's a lot of extra
that
you'll
miss.
That's my
problem with that game.
Like, how in ODST there was audio logs and stuff. There's voxophone things everywhere. And
yeah, I played the first BioShock. I never beat it.
Yeah.
But I got about halfway through the game.
Well, there's tons of those.
I enjoyed it. I just died all the fucking time, and that's just what I want to know.
The first one was much harder than this one, comparatively.
Okay, all right, well, maybe I'll pick it up. Go on, let's hear more.
Tell us a tale.
I'm trying not to talk too much, obviously, about it, because I don't want to ruin it, but I think...
Don't talk about the story. Talk about gameplay. Talk about how beautiful it is.
It's not the most stunning game I've played. I think, actually, Tomb Raider looks a little bit better than BioShock. And that's only because BioShock...
Tomb Raider.
Huh?
I'm going to rent Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather have out of the two?
BioShock.
Okay, all right. Go on. Sorry.
I think the only reason that I think that Tomb Raider looks better is because it's in a realistic world, you know? Like, it's things that I recognize and I know what those look like. BioShock is a fake world and, you know, is very steampunky and has a lot of crazy techno wizard stuff. But as a precursor, I highly suggest people play the first BioShock at least before playing Infinite. Because there is, like, a lot of clues throughout the game and, like, hints and shit like that that drops by that reference the first one. The second one, you could still skip. It was fucking awful anyways. You don't... Screw it. But definitely play through the first one, even if it's just through easy, or even if there's an easier mode than easy.
just so you can get the story, do that, because it's the game is so much more amazing when you understand the references and things that are dropped throughout the whole game. A lot of people are worried that it's going to be a continuous escort mission the entire time because you're there to get this girl, because the game revolves around this girl and she follows you around parts of the story. But no, she's the best fucking AI I've ever had with me on any escort mission. The very first like thing pop-up that comes up about her, like if you have tutorials or whatever on, it says, "Do not worry about Elizabeth in combat. She can handle herself." That was fucking a godsend to me. Like, when I read that, I was like, oh, it's sweet. That's awesome. So, yeah, no, she's awesome. She helps out even during battles. Like, she'll find, like, random shit for you. So, like, every now and then she'll be like, "Hey, I found some money," and she'll toss you a coin.
Like, yeah. "Here, baby.
I earned you some money.
Go buy you something.
Take off your pants."
Yeah. She'll throw you health potions and, like, salts every now and then. It's very intriguing. The other thing, too, that makes this game, or I believe is a little bit easier...
Bitch, have a health potion!
...is compared to the first Bioshock, it was that... In the first one, you have to worry about, like, which plasmids you're using and, like, all this other shit. There was, like, so many combos and, like, crap that you can use together. This one, it was much more clear. Like, which ones you were supposed to use in certain situations and different tactics that you can use. You can even upgrade them, too, so they do more shit and... I did find myself using, like, 3 out of, like, I think the 8 that there is more than the other ones. But it's to each your own. You customize your own thing. The whole air travel thing, pretty cool. Like, riding on the rails and stuff, that was really cool. You could do, like, air assassinations, and you could shoot people on them, and that was really cool. Very, very unique... enemies and like bosses and stuff like that, and it just becomes a shitstorm near the end, which is awesome, because like it really builds up the tension and the story is fucking awesome, and it's one of those things too where like you think you're at like the end and it's like, holy shit, this is awesome, and then like another 10 minutes goes by and you're like, what's more, there's more, and like another 10 minutes goes by and you're like, this is too much, this is awesome. It just gets better and better and better and better near the end, and without a doubt, I went into this with reservations because everyone was getting perfect scores everywhere. It had like 80 some odd awards before it was even out, and it was getting these 10 out of 10s, hundreds and high 90s and everywhere, perfect game everywhere. I went in thinking, it's like, well, this is bullshit. There's never a game, no game comes out that's perfect. Even the first Bioshock, as amazing as it was, it wasn't perfect. It had its faults. This one, I went in, I came out of it. It deserves all of the hype that it's getting. It deserves all those perfects. There is, you know, if I was going to nitpick, obviously I would, but it's pointless too. The game was awesome. It was a fun ride. Some people... I'm specifically talking to you, Bagels. He said that I told him, I tweeted out that it took me 10 hours to beat the campaign on normal, and that was exploring everything. All the hidden areas and, like, everything. Uh-huh. And it took me about 10 hours. That doesn't mean I'm done with the game, though. You know, and so he saw it as, like, 10 hours for a $60 game, I'll pass or whatever. And I don't know why I took such offense to that, but I did. I was like, we pay $60 for games that have less game time than that. This is $60.
I've never even beaten the Battlefield campaign.
Neither have
me
I.
Me either.
I paid $100 for that game.
I don't feel bad about that.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Granted, that's not a game you really buy for the single player.
No, not at all.
Same thing with any Call of Duty game. But...
ridiculous. I don't know how they can get away with this. It's murder.
I will take...
It's practically murder.
I will Killing take a quality 10 hours over a 60-hour shitty game. You know? That was a damn good 10 hours. I had a blast the whole fucking time.
Terry, can I get a name, man?
Hey, man.
Terry... If you're still kind of having ifs, ands, and buts about it, just come over. I'll let you play a little bit of it. I guarantee once you play an hour or two of it, you're going to be fucking hooked.
Can I come over and play it? Can I come over and play it and steal it?
It's for the PC, so no. Yeah, what's up? It's a single-player game. Why get it on a console?
If I could, I would get every game on the computer. Even though now that I have a control, because I fucking hate using a keyboard and a mouse, I feel like a straight-up retard.
I was half and half, too, while playing this game. I started off with keyboard and stuff because I figured precision was going to be a big part of it.
I don't see that. I don't get that.
It kind of is, but only during the sequences when you're on the airways and like you're trying to land on something when you're fucking flying by. That was the only time. That and there's this one enemy I'm not going to go into. Precision helps.
I'm not as good with the keyboard as I am with the joystick. I'm not. I never have been. Never will be.
Because you didn't grow up as a PC gamer, bro.
I didn't. My PC was a fantastic PC made for business.
You just don't have time with it. You need more time with it, and then you'll be good.
I love my joystick. I love that.
You can love both, Ryan. It's fine. There's enough room in your heart for both.
There is not.
If there were more, if they put more buttons or easier ways to get to it, I would wish that I could play an RPG more thoroughly with a controller.
Do you want more buttons, Ryan? I got 15 on my mouse.
Maybe. I could go for that.
How much that one cost?
Two mice.
It's like 60-something.
Oh, not bad.
I need money.
Me too, which is why I'm not buying Bioshock until it's cheaper.
It's such a shame, too, because it's... I say that, though, but I didn't even buy it. Because I built a computer recently for a buddy of mine. And his video card came with Tomb Raider and Bioshock for free. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm taking this as a payment for building your computer. And I gave him my extra copy of Borderlands 2, and he was happy.
Did you take Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Have you played it?
A little bit, yeah. That's how I was able to, you know, I was able to compare it to Bioshock. But the thing I've only been an hour into Tomb Raider, if that. I don't even think I'm actually an hour in.
I'm interested.
It didn't grab me that quick.
Really?
Did not grab me. I'm 36 minutes into it. Granted, I'm going to give it more time, obviously. I'm going to reinstall it and play it again and try to beat it. I don't know. Kind of iffy.
I need a new computer. I want to be playing games.
I should clarify, too, that when I'm saying that Tomb Raider looks better than Bioshock... that is a fucking needle of a width that I'm comparing that shit to, because Bioshock was great. You know. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Why don't you explain it to me?
It's one of those things where, like, if you know what it looks like, you know what it should look like. And sometimes Bioshock shadows weren't as soft as they could be. That's what I'm saying.
I hate hard shadows. I step my toes on them all the time.
That's the level I'm nitpicking at.
You're such a little...
Continue. Please.
Such a little Nancy pants. Nitpicking at shadows? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Absolutely.
And it was only two shadows in the game. That one and that one.
There was two shadows. This big one right here. And this one that was just grotesque.
I get it, Dwight. You guys will never understand the day that I build my new computer, the joy I'm going to feel.
Oh, and you know what? Ryan. When that day comes,
who are you talking about? Because all of us have built our own computers. We know that joy.
Yeah, you've all built your own computers. And you guys have them. I don't know.
I remember
when
I
was cutting
onions.
One together.
Oh, I'm crying.
I remember upgrading to my dual core.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, just thinking about the jump from dual core or from single to dual core. Like even going from dual core to quad or six core is like not even close to the difference as it was with single to double.
Kids won't understand that.
They won't understand.
Like, which is weird.
Some kind of, unless, well, there probably will be. Later on, there's going to be some huge significant jump in processor speed. That's true. And then they will know. But until then, if you did not have a single core computer,
You gotta qualify that a little bit more.
you got to run that single core to the ground. You got to play right. that shit fucking hundreds of hours on that shit.
Is going to burn.
So you know how quickly, or how slow, rather, that you could turn on a computer, go make
that
something,
virus
take it around,
fucked up the process so bad.
And come back, and your computer will just then be booting up, and then you gotta wait because all your desktop shit's popping up. You know?
Yeah, and then you want to start your program, and that's another 5 minutes right there.
I'm now at a point where I turn on my computer, and I'm like, oh, I want to go shut my door real quick, and I'm back, and before I'm back, it's loaded up.
Okay, mine loads up still pretty quick, not that fast. But Dwight, I remember upgrading to your dual core because I still have it.
That was my last one, not the first one, but yeah.
But still.
Yeah, you know.
It's a dual core. My phone has a dual core.
So does my phone.
Ryan,
what the fuck are you guys doing?
Oh shit, I can hear us when he walks away now. That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Shit.
The test of the range on these things too. They reach just about to the middle of our living room.
That's cool. You go like check the mail and hear music most of the way. just like a fucking retard coming out of your house. But
yes, I'll look like a retard. Hey Terry, look at this thing.
Can I have it?
What is that? 90? Oh wow.
Wait, where's
the
camera?
I remember when I had mine and that was just the shit.
Dude, I remember when I had my 9600 GT or my 9200 Radeon 9200 XT or something. It's like 128 megs, bro.
What's up? Get at me.
This is 512. This one still works too, the 9800 GT.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I don't really know what I'm gonna do with it, so I'm just kind of keeping it around because you don't throw this out. You don't throw something like this out, especially when it works. But yeah, Ryan, we definitely got to get you into the Sentry.
Well, I'm gonna show you something right now, okay? And you're all gonna laugh at me.
You're all gonna laugh at him.
We already laugh at you, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, we do it anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the problem is.
So just give me a second. You guys go about your business, and we'll talk about just you know how
Everyone
slow I am.
Stare at him until he's ready.
I'm like an old man, like when it comes to shit. Like I look at people that pass me when I'm going exactly the speed limit. I'm like, oh, he's so young. He'll learn.
He'll learn.
I'm old. What was I doing, guys? Oh, okay.
So did you guys see the what you call it?
What was I doing again?
Where am I?
Where are my knickers?
So,
why can't I see the sun?
What
why are there no candles? What is this thing? Is that a light bulb?
Newfangled technology these kids have.
Terry,
come
you
on,
say something?
Let's go.
Yeah, did you guys see what's called Double Fine finally showing off their adventure game?
Oh, finally, huh?
Big
how
Kickstarter.
Close is that being done?
I have no idea how close it is to being done, but it looks fucking beautiful.
Gimme.
And I want it.
Gimme. Gimme a link.
I can't. I'm playing FTL right now, and I'm getting the shit pushed in.
Oh, you are the worst person in the world.
Okay, now they're surrendering. I can link.
Oh my god. What's I thought that called? The cameras would make it so people didn't do other things.
No. What? Why would you think that?
Whoever told you that's a liar.
There's a trailer. Don't, I guess, go ahead and watch it, but...
Is it called Double Fine Adventure?
No, the actual game is called Broken Age.
Broken Age.
I linked it. But yeah, it looks fucking beautiful. And I want it. And I wish I had back
butt.
It. Still can back it, but I think it's a all minimum right. 30 bucks now.
Go look, Dwight, and go laugh.
Look and laugh.
Read them aloud.
Oh, Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Do it!
This is Ryan! Oh, man. Okay, no, this wasn't the... If this was my dual core, then this wasn't my top one.
Do it!
So PMR dual core 2.5 gigahertz.
An E5200. My last dual core was a 6400. So this is worse. And 3 gigs of memory. I know that's probably pieced together.
Yep.
It's probably like 1-2 gig stick and a 1 gig stick.
Exactly. I didn't even get my video card on there.
No, you did not. I like that 3.2 you got on there. The Windows Experience.
It's nice.
The what?
That's nice.
The overall rating.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Right.
It's 3.2 out of 7.9.
Hey, how do I look at my video card? I forget.
You can open up Run. Like, you know, the little Run thing.
I just go to my NVIDIA settings. Hold on.
Yeah, do a DX Diag if you want to do that.
Just you wait. Ryan's going to turn it around.
One day. Here, let me...
I'm going to an AMD event sometime in April, I think. I actually should probably check what day that's going to... that day that's going to be.
McDonald's song.
McDonald's song.
AMD Fan Day in San Francisco. April 6th.
That's coming up.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of San Francisco and events, apparently Israel's going to Notch's party.
What?
The GDC party Notch is throwing.
Oh,
he's
really?
There right now. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why?
Which is ironic because he doesn't care about Minecraft.
I was going to say, why is he there?
Why wouldn't you go?
I guess he just went. Like, it's open. You don't need an invite or anything, apparently. And he was going to go because Justice was going to be there, but Justice couldn't make it into America or whatever.
Who are these people?
Justice is a band.
Okay,
they're
Notch is
good
the
band.
Guy that made Minecraft, first of all. I don't know how you...
Yeah, I know who Notch is. Don't treat me like a...
All I said was Notch.
Don't treat me like a... He said Notch and Justice.
Notch and Justice.
Who are these people?
Those are two people, two words.
Justice and Mercy will be there.
I know, they're two words. Who is Justice? That's all I want to know.
It's a group, electronic music group.
I'm sure you've heard theirs.
Duo.
I thought it was a person.
No.
You guys misunderstand what I say that I'm old.
People who play music, a band.
What's this?
As they used to call them in your day, old man. No.
Get off
my
lawn.
They were going to be there and do a show. For the party Notch was throwing, but I guess they couldn't make it into America in time. So instead, they got
not American.
They got Skrillex instead.
Oh,
which we were talking about. He's like, he was all pumped to go see Justice and everything, and he got a call from his buddy that he was going with. He's like, yeah, Justice couldn't make it, so guess who they got? And he got all excited. He was like, oh, did they get Cascade? And he's like, no, they got Skrillex.
Close. Close. They got the Skrill.
And he's just like, oh, god damn it. But so of course, you gotta go anyway.
He thought he was gonna go see some awesome house music.
Yeah, he thought he was gonna see some awesome, and instead he got Skrillex.
Instead he got
Skrillex.
That has to be a meme, dude. Like, there's a meme somewhere in there, and I think we should try to figure it out. Like, you know that Chuck Testa stuff? Or Testa?
It should be...
Chuck Testa.
It should be a picture of that guy we created that we love so much.
Michelson or something?
John Jackson. Something.
I wish you had that album cover
that we talked about. It's in my favorites on Twitter.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Moo.
Did you say moo?
I heard a moo. Not a moan.
Oh.
Cows, horses.
I'm a horse cow.
You're a horse cow.
Did you see my video card play?
Huh?
Did you see my video card?
No. Did you send a picture?
I did.
Sure did. Oh, an 8400 GS. So the one I have here would be a major upgrade for you.
I'm sorry that had to happen to you, Ryan.
Somebody pat him on the back.
That's just been in my closet fucking collecting dust.
But I said, can I have it? I was dead serious.
I didn't even hear you say it. In my, I guess my head like blocked it out just subconsciously. It's like, okay,
I did
no.
not just hear that.
Like my ears registered it and was like, did he just say that? Yeah, okay, don't send that to the brain.
You must have been playing around. Do you see the circumstances?
Ryan, I will mail this to you tomorrow.
Mail me anything you can spare.
Anything you don't use.
Actually, we'll make a Frankenstein computer.
How
about
this
Steam
Shark for the PlayStation 1?
Bolt sticking out the side.
No, I don't.
I like laughing at Ryan's expense.
Me too. I like it a lot.
It's a fun pastime.
You have a fat ass.
My paycheck tomorrow is going to be huge, and I'm going to see none of it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's sounds about right.
You know what?
I get to put in my pocket $75.
I was about to go bite the bullet and do my tax crap, but then I had to run over a tire, and now I'm... Now I'm out like another $300, so now I have like no money at all.
Probably don't even have to do it.
Probably not, but the thing is, I can't afford to not go and see, you know?
Yeah, and don't listen to Terry. That's a really dumb advice.
Why is that dumb advice?
If you make any money from anywhere, you have to pay taxes.
No, we went over this last week.
You don't have to unless you make a certain amount.
You got to hit that bracket.
You still have to file.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You'll probably get something back if you don't make enough, which...
That'd be cool.
That's what I'm saying, though. You're not going to make anything back. All of what you've made is, like, untaxed.
He has to file, Terry. It doesn't matter. They'll come after his ass. Trust me.
My ass is juicy.
Trust my ass.
IRS has been begging for a chance. They're just like,
okay, I'm saying, you be prepared for that, because I had to pay $200 this year.
Terry,
I have $2,200, okay? I understand.
IRS is sending me letters.
You have to, because you made enough to get into that at all.
Okay, I see more.
IRS is sending me letters being like, just give me a reason.
Do it.
And I'm like, stop sending me these letters.
It's not even typed up or anything. It's like handwritten and just blood.
It's cut out of magazines, yeah. Give me a reason. Love IRS.
Love Anonymous. It's got IRS in there.
Mailed from the IRS, but it says Anonymous.
Yeah, look, Terry, I understand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me. I don't understand. I work at a bank.
So then what? Then what's
so
the
you
problem?
Don't understand.
What's the point? Bank and taxes.
Deal hand in hand, my friend. People always bitching about their taxes.
Do my
somehow
taxes.
My-
Ryan, do my taxes next year.
No, I don't do taxes.
Yeah, you do, because apparently you know all about this.
I was just about to say, oh, you know a lot of shit about them, though.
I understand that everybody going to get fucked. I read a very disrespectful article today in the world news. What?
Hmm?
What did you say?
I said that's new.
Go on.
Anyway, it was talking about Obama.
Okay.
Obama.
And it was like he was upset because he didn't get a gun control law passed. But anyway, we don't need it. That's not that point. The entire article, this
he
reporter
was really upset, so they bought him an ice cream.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. So the whole article, they keep calling him Mr. Obama. And I'm like,
Mr. Ryan, what's wrong
with
that?
That's a goddamn president to you.
Exactly. Thank you, Terry. I don't care. I didn't vote for the guy.
You don't have to approve of him.
He's the goddamn president. Only like 46 other people can say that they have been president of these here United States.
These here United States.
You can't disrespect him. He's not Mr. Obama. He's either that Obama or President Obama.
He's either that Obama.
What if the article was written by maybe like a 10-year-old? Maybe it's okay. It's like, ah, it's cute. He thinks he's Mr. Obama.
I read an article on the front page of Google by a 10-year-old. I'd be very upset with you.
I'd be impressed by the 10-year-old. He did it. He's working at Google. He's living the dream.
M&M's every day. They do his laundry. Wipe his ass.
He's turning it around.
I'm going back to California. We have to have a reunion up there for 2 years. Dwight, you in?
Tahoe?
Yes, sure. Lake Tahoe.
During the summer, sure.
Is anybody else having a hard time hearing him?
Am I really?
I can
quiet?
Hear him.
I can hear him now. I wasn't really paying attention.
Terry hates you.
You guys are just so boring.
Are we, Terry?
The levels on my bike keep going up and down. I think it might be Skype.
You gotta keep them up. Keep them levels high.
Terry, I'm hurt that you called me boring.
I didn't call you boring. I called everyone boring.
Let's get that straight
right now.
I don't care about this guy.
It's not you, but it includes you.
It's not you specifically, but you are part of it.
Weird. My mic is doing this weird thing where it's adjusting itself.
Goddamn machine's trying to take over.
It's like, but it's not through Skype, which is usually what it's through. I don't know what's going on. You guys can still hear me, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm like watching the levels, and it's like,
I wish I couldn't.
Really loud. It just goes down and down and down, which is weird. Because that's 29 right now, and I usually keep it around 50.
Probably because you have a new mic, and it's like defaulted it to. Why are you doing that, Ryan?
Why are you flashing us with your phone?
With your phone.
Morse code.
I had
not actually flashing us.
It's Morse
that
code.
Was earlier.
It's Morse code. It says, fuck you.
That was really rude of you, Ryan. I feel like I need to just hold the mic. This is like the stupidest thing ever. Oh man, has it been doing that the whole day? I've been recording my hardcore. God damn it.
Idiot.
You dumb bitch!
You dumb?
Why are you being such a dumb?
I used to say that to Scott all the time.
So we missed that kid. On its way.
Which one?
Ouya.
Scott.
Ouya. Ouya?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
That Android gaming thing?
Mm-hmm.
Bleh.
Oh.
Bleh.
Meh. I have literally no interest in it.
I think it's cool if someone buys it for me. I'm not going to go out of my way to buy it.
I have an Android gaming device right here in the palm of my hand.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's going
to
be.
Mine, and it's about to die.
Mine's going to die, and I'll never see it awake again.
May 1st, official date for the S4.
Really?
Yep, May 1st.
What about the Note? Did they release the Note?
I need to hold on one more month.
I know, Terry, I'm at the same boat, but the thing is, like, I know that I'm not going to be able to hold on to that fucking money.
Yeah, I can.
Lucky you.
I'd get it, but it still costs like $250 to early upgrade.
Well, no, Terry, it's more the fact that I still need to do my taxes, and I can't keep pushing that off. Because what, the cutoff is what, April something?
April something. Probably, April 15th.
April 15th something.
Yes, this guy doesn't know anything about taxes, apparently.
What's wrong, Ryan?
What's wrong?
I have to run the business.
Says who? I got a pin.
Why, I gotta pay taxes anyway.
I got my money.
Got a pen to write on paper.
Look. Yeah. I got paper right here.
I don't
know
government aid.
Look, I'm not putting anything into my name personally because we're gonna lose everything professionally if you guys keep acting this way.
Look, Ryan.
So what if I want to buy a golf cart with my tax return?
I just did my taxes.
God.
Taxes equal done. I wrote it on a paper with a black pen.
Black pen. That ain't coming out. I
can't erase that. It was literally right after I said, look, I did my taxes, and I showed the thing. Okay, so we lost a bit of the podcast. I kind of wish we kept that part. We had that part because it was pretty good.
It was incredibly
mainly
misguided.
The one good part of this podcast.
I'm going to just sum it up. Some people, it's been like this since when we started the podcast.
The dawn of time.
From the dawn of time, the great Deku tree. People take what we say in the podcast to heart too much. The conversations, the podcast is just a conversation between us. And
Ed, you're not invited.
No. It's just like an extended conversation that we're putting out as entertainment, you know. And some people
entertainment because we are very informative
about everything.
You got all kinds of secondhand news.
Basically, people take some of our opinions too literal, too serious. Whether it be from, you know, them just being fans of us or liking what we do, etc., etc. But the thing is, your own opinion, yourself, talking to you, all the listeners and everything, that's the only opinion that matters. You should take anything anybody says, honestly, with a grain of salt until you try it yourself. Because everybody's
different. You can't just say
I can't that. Believe he's butting in again.
I disagree. I disagree with you.
It may other be your opinion, but I disagree.
Are important in other people's lives. It's how you let them influence you is the issue.
That's what I'm saying. Take it with a grain of salt. Be cautious about how you take their opinions.
Well, yes. Okay? You should never take it offensively or complimentary, but you should always take it and use it for your own benefit.
You take it,
you put it in your pocket. All right?
Yeah, and then you pull it out later and you'll be like, that was stupid.
Like, what is this doing in my book? It's like change. It just makes you angry.
Change our random receipt.
Why the fuck is there change in my pocket?
Yeah, I can't work with you people. I need my own talk show.
Basically, what we talk about on the podcast, we forget, like, immediately after we're done. The next day when I have to come up with a name for the podcast, if I don't do it that night, I'm like, what the fuck did we talk about? I don't know. That was sort of a reference towards people bringing up things about the podcast, like, hey, you said that thing, you mentioned on the podcast that something, and I don't like that, and it's so, like, vague or generalized that I'm like, I don't, well, okay, what podcast, what number, what time, and I'm not going to listen to it again, so.
So I appreciate your feedback, and I put it in my pocket.
It's only moments where we're like, when we ask you guys, excuse me, a direct question.
Excuse me.
Oh, pardon me.
Excuse me.
You look like the Spot or Elvis.
Yeah, Terry, that's weird.
What?
I don't know. Who are you talking to?
I'm not. What? I didn't say anything.
He called you a Fonz.
I was talking to you, bro. Your hair looks fantastic.
No, now you went from Happy Days to West Side Story.
I want to be that dude with the bottles going, was it Warriors? Come out and play.
Nah, you went full on West Side Story. Jazz hands.
Anyways, just kind of take in information and just, you know, make your own goddamn opinion about it. We say shit all the time. We're racist more often than not, which we should tone down, but
there is no we in that. All right.
Terry is the most racist of all because he doesn't do it on camera.
You should hear him when we're not filming. It's disgusting.
I am vicious when we're not.
He comes over to my house to record, and he goes, "Oh, white people's place." And he doesn't touch anything. He brings his own blanket to sit on, and he has gloves. And then he sits across the room from me because he doesn't want to be within the general vicinity. Controller. And it's just, it's something I've dealt with for years, and hopefully...
Now let it all out!
He's going to beat your ass.
So, I'm just saying, we're that way because we're friends. It doesn't... And we know that none of us mean any of that shit, and it's literally for entertainment purposes. We're in the business of entertaining people. Sometimes you gotta be a little racist.
Give people the business.
We're in the business of giving people business. So let's write on the sign and be like, "Here's a job. You take it.
I got a job for you." Nailed it.
That was good.
Again, we mentioned again since we lost it. That it's Jose's birthday today.
Yeah. We lost so, that bit
happy
too.
Happy birthday, Jose.
So go wish Jose a late birthday, because by the time you hear this, it's going to be the next day. And he's streaming right now, so hopefully you're there hanging out. You should be following him on Twitter, because that dude streams more than any of us.
Yeah, it's true.
Granted, it's mainly like WoW, but it's still a stream. Yeah.
You like that, Dwight?
What am I liking?
What?
That picture?
I'll check it was out there right now, picture? Baby. That's a scary ass picture. Is that what I look like?
I'm gonna put it on that there Twitter.
What is this chat? Fuck you, bitches, bitch. Dwight is dumb. I wish you would shut the fuck up. What is this shit? How do I get to this goddamn chat?
What?
How do I get to this chat?
There's a button that says chat.
Where?
Chat.
All right, I'm putting this on Twitter right now. Let me get over there. What's the hashtag? I don't hashtag very often, so.
TM podcast.
TM podcast?
TM podcast.
I don't want to hashtag it wrong.
So you guys should be following Ryan. Ryan, what's your Twitter?
SniperGoo19.
At SniperGoo19. That's how you just get like someone's Twitter. So you guys should be following him. I'm going to retweet it anyways. Whenever he does it. I don't know. He's going to probably take a few years.
I just said TM SniperGoo.
Ryan doesn't hashtag very often.
Ryan's all about him.
Some of that is not funny, Ryan.
Okay, I think I got it. I'm not very good at the tweets, okay? Back the fuck up. Sorry.
I don't think you are. That was rude, and I would...
No, Terry,
you
I'm
did
sorry.
It all in caps.
That's how you're supposed to hashtag this.
Dude, do you know what the best part about your Imgur link? Is that the last three letters says, yeah, in all caps.
Yeah.
I like this.
That is a scary picture, man.
I'm going to take a picture of your tweet and then tweet it.
You what?
Shimmy. Or yeah, no, because Terry's not going to do it. He's too important. Shimmy,
what?
Draw that picture of me. I want that as a profile picture. Terry ain't going to do it. I ask him to draw pretty stuff all the time. He's just like... That's
Terry,
not pretty.
Did you draw me pretty stuff, Terry?
I will draw you all kinds of pretty stuff.
No, the pretty stuff we talked about the other day.
Actually, I wanted to get you on a call, and then, you know.
We'll talk about this after then, huh?
Dude, do it while you
he
can.
He was doing that penis thing we were doing earlier.
What?
What? What?
Okay, we can't do that, guys. We can't just go, huh? What? Huh? What? This is an audio podcast.
Is it?
I think.
Sans I think one day we should go always
it's an
have
adios it. Podcast, because I'm out.
Oh, bye, bitches! Hey, is the podcast still running, or we lose it all again?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Tell me. Tell me.
Tell us.
Yes, tell us.
Anything. Tell us.
I like this guy, Anthony. He said I look like Johnny Depp. Huh?
No.
Hey, did we ask any questions this podcast, or are we just going to get the same shit? What? He can't just walk away. He's the host.
Apparently he thinks he can.
All right, guys, let's all walk away.
I'm walking off, too.
I'm walking away.
I'm
tired of walking off. I've done it too many times.
I am far too tired to get up. Oh.
That was guy's business suit.
Missed a comeback with his blazer that he probably didn't get dry cleaned yet.
I got dry cleaned. I don't like things getting dry cleaned.
He called you out, man.
What?
You said you ain't got no dry cleaned, you poor ass bitch.
I just said I did. I need to go get it tailored or something.
Oh, you got a dry clean, you rich son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. You think you're better than us.
Take off your coat.
I am the one with the blazer on.
You look stupid.
I need to get a suit for the wedding.
I didn't need to get a suit.
A suit? You just need to look nice, man.
No, I want a suit because fucking it's a suit. You need a suit.
Says who?
I'm a goddamn adult. I need a suit.
No, you're not.
He's not wrong.
He's wrong about the adult part.
He's older than I am. I'm a full-grown man.
Where's your suit, Ryan?
It's in the closet.
I ain't got a suit.
How much your suit cost, Ryan?
What?
How much did your suit cost, Ryan?
It's like $200.
And how much was your tux?
$200.
It was a rental, but no, I used to own a tux. That cost about $200.
Oh, I thought you got yours free when you got.
I don't need a tux. I need a suit.
The same thing.
Which was my tux? No, I had to pay for my tux.
Oh.
Because I got the suit.
How much was the one for your wedding?
The tux?
Yeah. Was that just a rental?
Yeah, it was like $150 or something like that. It was a really nice one. I loved it.
Tell him, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
When is the wedding? April 20-something?
27th, I think.
Yeah,
I was like, what? Whose wedding?
To get a suit.
Who's getting married?
It's like...
Allie and Chris.
It's for life.
I don't know them. Did I read somewhere?
Allie sent me a picture.
Yeah, early. I got it too.
I have to get back to her.
Hey.
What?
Did I read somewhere that Nick Tidwell's getting married, or did I imagine that?
You imagined it. He has an event, or like... we don't really know what it is, but on
the 6th... Yeah, I saw that. I thought I read somewhere he was getting married.
People are speculating. He said the first thing he says is like, I'm not getting married and I'm not pregnant.
I have no baby.
But yeah, he's, I don't know. On the 6th, he has like a little event dealy. He says he wants all of his closest friends there because apparently he has some news that's going to benefit everybody.
Will you stream it to me?
Yeah.
Will you record it? Send it to me?
I can get on. We could use my phone, and then we can. They got that little FaceTime bullshit for Android people, right? Quick or something.
We could just use Skype,
fucking Google Hangout.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, there's so many better options than what you just said.
Not really.
Any third party app would do.
That's Kick. Most amusing.
Things like a taser.
Or just take live pictures.
Take a picture
and then text it immediately. Take a picture, text it immediately.
Just let me know.
Yeah,
text me the info. Tell him I wish I could be there. Give him a hug.
We'll just hop on Skype. I'll use my phone. You can use whatever you want.
What time is it at?
That's what I was actually just trying to figure out, because that same day I'm supposed to be in San Francisco, so...
You have to go to the thing.
Yeah, Dwight.
I got to go see what Nick's doing.
He's your friend.
Maybe you can do both.
7 p.m. What time do I gotta leave SF from to make it there at 7?
That time? 4?
4? 3 hours?
I was gonna say because
if you leave... No, you'll make it home by 5:30. However, if you leave at 5, you'll make it home at 9.
Oh, yeah, because of traffic. But no, I'll be taking... Well, I still got to drive from
Pleasanton. That's a Friday, right?
It's a Saturday.
Oh, well, that's not as bad. Never mind.
Yeah, that's not as bad.
I thought it was a Friday. Then you could probably leave at like 5, maybe 6 even. No, no, 5.
Nah,
I'd say
5.
Yeah, 6 is a little close.
Well, I don't drive that fast anymore, but back in the day...
Could have made it there, leaving at like 6:30.
Yeah, when I lived in... When I worked in Livermore and would commute to Livermore, I'd make it there in like 20 minutes.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me. The event in San Francisco doesn't start until 5:30 p.m.
Oh.
Well, you can go and stand outside and then come home.
Oh, man.
That's where all the fun is anyway.
That's shitty, man.
It sucks, dude.
I gotta talk to Brandon.
Talk to Nick.
No, because I'm not missing Nick's thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. Isn't it so sweet?
I support you in everything you do, Dwight. Well, except not doing your taxes.
It's so special and precious, and I support you in everything you do.
I do not support you not doing your taxes.
I will.
Look, that's his business, all right?
That is my business.
My business.
Terry, you tell. you tell him my business.
Terry, did I tell you I thought of the perfect job title for you?
What?
I thought of the perfect job title for you. Like if we got a CEO, which I think will be Dwight. Mm-hmm. Fair. Yeah, fair. Okay. CFO. Yeah, no,
we'll discuss it.
Be me.
What's CFO?
And now we got
Captain what? Friday Ordinaire.
Officer. So Terry, yours would be the chief officer of creation.
Can I be the space captain?
Makes him sound like he's got God powers.
I know, doesn't it?
Officer of creation.
Or the chief officer.
I think
of creation.
Every position, if we do start,
the chief
the business,
creation officer
should be chief. Started with chief.
I agree.
That way, chief we're creation. All chiefs.
You're just all the head of your own departments.
Everybody's their yourself. Own boss, and anybody could fire anybody.
Yeah, that's how it works. Oh, we'll talk later. God damn it.
Yeah! Terry, we're going to be chiefs.
I like it.
Like Master Chief.
Just like Master Chief.
Just like Master Chief.
It's all in the title.
We'll all have helmets.
Is that like the required work uniform? You must bring your Spartan helmet.
They'll have microphones in them so we can talk to each other in the office.
From everyone. Yeah, this is Terry. Wild card down in the garage. Over
Vanilla Bear copy. Taking a massive pump.
Dude, I'm on the roof. Don't know how I got up here. Somebody let me
Vanilla
out.
Vanilla Bear requesting assistance. Going toilet down.
Negative over. Vanilla Bear. You
copy, Thumbelina. Come in, Thumbelina. Do you copy?
This is Thumbelina over in the kitchen at the fridge.
Of course you are, you fat son of a bitch.
Over.
Over.
Sorry, thank you.
Over. Can I get any of you losers anything?
Vanilla Bear here, sick burn, over!
Forgot to say over, over.
Over.
Is that over?
No, it doesn't count, over.
Over.
Fuck you, it does. I'm shutting off your comm leak.
Going dark.
Oh, shit.
Got a Black Ops coming up, going dark.
I think that might be too much fun to not do now.
You're right. Maybe we can skip the helmets and just always have like constant contact like that, because I think that would get very sweaty and impersonal.
Or you could just have like intercom buttons in every room.
Yeah, what are those things that, I guess they just would be intercom dealies, which is just like one ear and a mic, and like people yeah, around stores wear them?
It's like Bluetooth.
Like a Best Buy, how they have them.
Yeah, like a little radio, like a beep.
Yeah.
And then we gotta have like an overall PA.
Can I have the word, please, in my office? Come to my office, bitch!
Oh, Ryan's having another argument with himself. Where Terry is way blacker than
then
he really
argue
is.
Argue who's got the cheapest of the chief titles.
Terry's pretty black. I can barely see him right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that reminds me, I really need to fucking get new light bulbs in my room. This thing is dying. Like, yeah, it, like my camera doesn't do it justice. It's really dim in this room. It's really depressing. Like, I can't work in here when the sun goes down. It's just too dim.
That is something I have up on you guys. I have space.
You have good lighting.
You have a living room, Ryan.
Yes, I do. And a garage and a spare bedroom.
That you won't let me have.
What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up?
I said you could live here, but you don't want to live here.
You don't want to live there.
You don't want to live there. I don't want to live there anymore since you don't want to live there.
Exactly.
Take over.
Okay, Ryan, when you move back and you guys have another spare bedroom, I'll come live there, but I'll pay for the corporate internet.
Okay, well, I support that. However, the next time we own a house will be in Seattle. So,
are you renting when you come back down here?
Yeah, we're not buying a house in California. It's but a pit stop to our ultimate goal. Doing exactly what you said you didn't want to do.
I was actually doing that just for myself. If you guys are paying attention, you're the idiots.
I'm not. I have no idea what's happening, so I'm not an idiot.
I was messing around with myself on my own webcam.
You were touching yourself on your webcam?
Yeah, he was touching himself on the webcam. You all heard it. Send a tweet about that.
Do it.
You heard it first here, folks.
You okay?
I don't like that.
It's allergy season. Didn't I tell you guys about the allergy scale?
Oh my god, I know.
Every time I go out to my car, it's covered in
It's covered in shit now. All this dust and pollen and shit everywhere.
It's just dust. There's nothing alive to be blown around. It's just dust into my face.
That thing lives over there.
No.
No, over here, it's soil. All fucking pollen.
It gives us nothing.
Terrible.
I was watching the news, and it's like, the pollen report on a scale from 1 to 12, tomorrow will be an 11. And I was like, ah.
It's going to be a 13, folks.
She said it just like that, too. It's an 11. And I was like, god damn it, you bitch.
You called it. You should have called it.
Like, she knows a mob's going to form outside.
Do you know what you're doing to me?
Kill her!
Burn her, she's a witch.
Goddamn weather reporters. They know.
But yeah, one of the main reasons I wanted to go to the AMD thing is for you, Ryan. Because there's a chance of them giving out stuff to guests there. So I figured, all right, I'll go. It can't hurt to try to get some, you know?
Yeah.
'Tis a shame.
Send somebody in your place.
Technically, Lee will be going.
I don't know Lee.
PC Junkie, the guy that does all the custom PCs and stuff, did the water cooling on my computer. He's going to be going. We were going to drive up together, but now that seems to be a dream.
At the piss to be quite impossible.
Why do they got to start like when the day's over?
Because fuck you.
I think that's what they were thinking of when they were planning the event.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something you weren't supposed to go, perhaps.
I don't know. I should ask Nick to push another week.
Hey, can you push your thing back?
Yeah, I know it's kind of important. I don't really know what it is. So I can't
maybe you
should have
been a little less vague about it.
Huh?
So maybe you should have been a little less vague about it.
Maybe this is all his fault.
Just put it on him.
You had the power to end this, Nick. And you did nothing.
If his thing started at like 9, I could probably go, but for like an hour or something.
Yeah.
It's like a block away from the BART, too.
That's the shit sometimes, Dwight.
Yeah. I registered, too. I don't know if like I can, if I'm supposed to unregister or what.
You'll have to talk to somebody.
Yeah, I'll talk to Brandon whenever he's online again. Bless you.
Speaking of allergies.
Fucking allergies.
Yeah, it has not been fun. It's like I go outside and I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I leave my room?
I had an air purifier and a fan.
I hate spring,
I have a closed
guys.
Window. The air in here has not been outside.
I've been fine. I've been great. Every year of my life, it's been fantastic. Spring grows around. I'm just like, what?
Why are these people sneezing?
Terry, a word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go.
I say that we kill him in his sleep.
I agree.
Okay. You're the closest. I'll find a way to get there, and we'll hide the body.
Okay.
Done. And we'll pin it all on Tyler. He's one of those shady Mormons.
Can we push that back until this
weekend? I know a few shady Mormons.
This weekend?
Yes, because I'm going to be busy for the rest of the week.
Oh, no, I was thinking like 2 weeks from now, not like two right weeks. Now. We got to well, maybe three. We got to get to podcast number 100 at least.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So a month from now. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good time.
Hey, Dwight, how's it going?
Hey, you.
You know when, like,
how long have you been here?
You know when he said someone had a birthday? You know when you, like, look out the window and you could just tell that a storm is coming? That's how I'm feeling right now.
See, every time I feel like I can call it and the storm is coming, it doesn't. It's just really cloudy, and then
it's like, hold up, somebody's called it.
I'm usually going to rain tomorrow.
It rained today at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, were you out there?
No, but I was awake.
Was in the shit.
And I heard it.
It rained here one time at like 2 a.m.
It rained here once.
Yeah, that's basically how it feels. But by the time Sarah woke up, she didn't know it had rained at 7. Because it had all been sucked away. And then it rained again at about 8. And when I woke up at 10, I didn't know it had rained. Fuck the desert.
In the desert.
Oh, Ryan, no.
He's just giving you a tone for the song.
He's just hitting them highs and lows.
Every day.
Oh shit! Okay. Well, panic right, attack. Champ? Nothing I can't handle. Fuck you. I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. Gotcha. Should I be my own man?
So Daft Punk is coming out with an album soon. New album.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty stoked. From the little preview that they have, it sounds awesome.
iTunes ruins my computer.
Just way to stay on topic.
Sorry, go on.
No, I didn't really have much else to go. I just want to mention it because I was excited.
I saw a trailer for like Game of Thrones Season 3 that they used one of the Daft Punk songs from Tron.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know. I was like, what? I don't know if they like were trying to like cleverly hide it. As no one's going to know this is Tron. But I was like watching it and... Within like 2 seconds, I was like, wait a second.
Was it like an official trailer or like somebody just made the trailer?
It's an official trailer.
Weird.
Yeah, they use modern music in the official trailers for Game of Thrones, and it's weird.
Yeah, I know, I know.
It does not make any sense.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Game of Thrones.
Who's excited exactly Saturday morning or Saturday night, though, huh?
Oh, I am.
Are you?
Yes.
That Doctor Who?
Got so Doctor Who and then Game of Thrones the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mad Men.
It's going to be a good weekend.
Mad Men is on Monday?
It's April 7th. The Sunday.
I need to watch the latest season.
Yeah, they just updated Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
We're trying to start it all over, and we're almost through the first season, so we're probably going to be a little behind, which is fine, because then we have
You'll have multiple episodes to watch. Yeah.
I have like 6 Walking Dead to watch.
Oh, it's going to be a fun weekend.
Doesn't Walking Dead also start this weekend?
No, it's almost over.
Walking Dead's ending.
Oh, my bad. I don't really care. I heard people talking about Walking Dead and Game of Thrones at the same time.
Well, Walking Dead, I think their season finale is in like 2 weeks. Maybe one.
Yeah. So. I still need to see Last Weekend. Oh, my goodness.
It's weird that like new shit's coming out on Easter. And
yeah. Huh.
It's usually like rerun weekend. Weird.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I can't wait for Doctor Who, man. I'm more excited about Doctor Who than Game of Thrones, to be honest.
I don't know which I'm more excited about. I'm just a giddy little schoolgirl.
Me too. I've been talking about it all week. I might just watch some Doctor Who in the morning.
Leanne and I have actually been contemplating about just watching old Who.
Like all the way through.
Good luck with that.
the back catalog. Well, you can't watch anything like before season or the fourth Doctor, I guess. Because like it's all fragmented or just lost completely. Like the first two Doctors, I guess you can't find anything. I think it's the first two. And you can only find a little bit of the three. So, it's just whatever. I just watch whatever they have.
They're doing that huge movie event for, like, the 50th.
Yeah. It's just weird because that's my girlfriend's birthday.
Oh!
Every year it's the anniversary of Doctor Who on her birthday.
That's pretty cool. Makes her a pretty big fan.
Bigger than you know, I'm sure. Maybe.
Bigger
than I know, I'm sure.
I'm not, like... No, I just love the show. I'm not like, I'm going to go buy some TARDIS shit, but...
I wouldn't mind if it was, like, some subtle things.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'll wear a D-Who shirt.
There's some shit that I want. There's some shit that I want in my office, and one of them is Malcolm Reynolds' gun on a pedestal.
Malcolm Reynolds?
Yeah.
Tyler knows.
Don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't fucking be a dick about it.
Stupid.
Serenity, Firefly. Have you not watched Serenity or Firefly?
No, we've talked about that before. No,
you have to watch Serenity.
I thought you said Malcolm or not Malcolm. I thought you said Michael Reynolds.
No, like Malcolm.
My thing with Firefly is that I don't want to watch it because the internet says I should.
You watch it because I said you should.
It's like the infamous show that like the internet bitched about to bring back and then it failed.
Don't watch Firefly. Watch Serenity.
No, you have to watch Firefly.
He doesn't have to watch Firefly.
Serenity. It's like, what the fuck is happening? Who are these
people?
No,
it's good enough. It explains it good enough.
Quit yelling at me!
I watched Serenity first.
It's good.
I saw Firefly and then I saw Serenity. I didn't even realize Serenity was like that until. After I had seen Firefly.
I enjoyed Firefly, but it starts off kind of slow, I think, for Dwight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But a lot of shows start off slow.
Yeah, but Dwight has to be captured.
That's true. I have a short attention.
So first to catch her.
I'm sure he's sitting on Reddit right now.
No. Not at all. Control W. Technically, I'm on Imgur, looking at spike traps.
Same thing.
It is the same thing. I agree.
Whatever.
Oh, man. I can't wait. You guys, it's going to be awesome.
What?
I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Are you coming?
May 24th?
22nd we'll be in town.
That's too far away.
I know. It's only a month and a half, or 2 months.
Shut up.
Sam's going to be home too real soon.
Are you gonna greet him and go, he has to say, it's me, Dwight. It's your Sam.
I don't want to tell him to say it, but I hope he says it.
I told the other day to do
it. Sam, when you see me, you have to say it.
Well, no, I told him on Twitter. I was like, when you see Dwight, you have to say, it's me, Dwight. It's your Sam.
It's your Sam.
I've been watching all the Lord of the Rings. The extended edition of the last...
Did they say anything to him? Back?
No, he's kind of, like, shocked, I think. Okay. I don't know. You have to look. I have to... That's a couple... A while ago, I'm watching them in pieces because they're really long. The extended editions are really long. I've watched them before, but I forgot the last one's 4 hours. It's longer than the Titanic.
Good luck with that.
Longer than the Titanic.
I'm happy.
We all believe in you.
Do-do-do-do. I'm on my favorite book of Harry Potter on the audiobooks now.
Yeah?
Number 4. Goblet of Fire.
Get some of that goblet.
Fire.
What's your favorite book, Dwight?
Ellis.
The Champion Stone.
Don't try to pretend like you don't love Harry Potter, you son of a bitch. You tell me what your favorite book is right now.
You tell me what it is right now, you son of a bitch.
You even told me that you liked the guy who narrated the Harry Potter books.
Yeah, he was good.
He is fantastic.
He's much better than the Game of Thrones guy, I'll tell you that much.
Oh my god, I can't do it. That guy, And then
I'm trying so hard.
Ned Stark.
I bought the fucking audiobook, and I'm trying so hard to listen to it.
Me too, and it's just like, I could be more monotone if I wanted to be, but I choose not to be.
Every eighth word, I will have this sort of flourish, and then I'll keep talking.
And then.
And then we continue.
Welcome to Late Night Radio.
Well, it's good to know, because I was thinking about getting those audiobooks.
And you're a fool.
Yeah. What a fool you've been. I think I'm going to go buy The Lord of the Rings next, and The Hobbit.
I would go on Audible and like get a test thing of it to see who narrates it.
Yeah, I'll definitely go. I'll check it out first before I buy it.
You cut out there. What?
I said I'll check it out before I buy it.
I was looking at Penelope. I'm sorry.
Where's Penelope? Come here, girl.
Hey, bitch! Come here, bitch. What are you up to?
Get on out of here.
Come here. Come say hi.
Don't tell her what to do. She's her own dog.
Yeah, Penelope Poop. That's what I call her.
Penelope.
Nah, Penelope Poop.
It's like how I'm wearing a polo and pajama pants.
Yes.
That's how I remember you.
I totally noticed that.
Pajama pants with anything is you.
Oh, pajama pants, man. I read a thing, like one of those memes with Fry in it, and he's like, when I see people in public with pajama pants, I don't know if they've just given up on life or if they're living it to the fullest. And I say I'm living it to the fullest because I love being in my pajama pants.
Pajama. It's
either pajama pants or work pants.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got. I mean, I got some jeans, but jeans are uncomfortable.
So let's do one quick more thing, and then we'll end the podcast. Borderlands 2 is coming out with a big old update on the 2nd of April, and might actually be worth going in and playing again. Terry, Spencer, and I were talking about playing.
I don't have it on PC. So nope.
Wait! Did I see that it was on sale though?
You did not.
Borderlands
2. You're a liar.
$60, Terry. That's on sale.
Then you have to buy the expansion.
Oh, is it? That's interesting.
It's a penny off. Like
we have very different ideas of what constitutes as a sale. But no, that good eye there.
He knows a deal when he sees one, Terry.
Just a quick...
this does not smell of a deal.
Overview of the update. It looks like there's going to be new items on the black market. Additional upgrades at the Iridium place. Increase the maximum amount of Iridium. They can hold from 99 to 500 now. And adds a new playthrough as well. Called Ultimate Vault Hunter Mode.
That's the new character one too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Krieg or Craig or something like that. That doesn't come out until May, though. The character. But this update comes out with a new playthrough, so I'm pretty excited for that. And the level cap was raised to 61, so that's another 11 levels.
I'm still not that's even cool. 50 yet.
I have a 50.
Oh, and pearlescent weapons are back in too.
I've never owned one legitimately.
I've owned two legit ones from the first one, and both were okay. Just sort of okay. Anyways, I'm excited. I really like Borderlands 2, so I'll probably play another character with Spencer, which is his new name. Which we saw him this weekend, which was fun.
Yeah, I thought we were supposed to do a mail thing with him.
We were, but when I went to go get the mail, the online they said they were open till 5, but they were closed at 4:10 when I went.
You guys want to get out of here? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So I was really pissed. So on Monday, like afternoon, like Baguetta came over and I was helping him out with his laptop, and I'm like, let's run to UPS real quick and we'll just film it. And like, Baguette had to go to work like 15 minutes after we filmed, so. But there is a package there right now. I got a text message from him today. I haven't gotten picked it up, so.
Looks like you got a package out of here for you.
So someone has sent us a package in the last like week or two. We have it.
Yeah.
Or it's just another big letter or an envelope or something. Ugh, excuse me, I got the hiccups.
Just as good.
Oh, that reminds me too, Terry. You got to come over here and pick up this external. We have S&P, by the way, filmed for the last few days, but I need Terry's side of it, so.
I can hold S&P for ransom.
I will give you.
Send me your money and perhaps I will give you my footage.
I will give you this precise V5 pendular device.
That's actually very tempting. I don't have any writing on paper. I have the shitty ones. I have these V-ball grip bullshit. It's the same company, but it's dumb.
Uniball?
No, I want the other one.
Uniball's good too.
You give me that pen.
What about?
Give me that pen.
Piece of poop.
I'll come tonight.
Or this fine-tipped Sharpie. No,
I have too many Sharpies. Perhaps. It's obscene.
Or this one's actually my favorite.
Nope. I'll take the Pilot. Oh, wait. Those are pretty good, too, though.
Yes, no, this one's better.
Those are some good pants.
You're not... Terry, a man can be judged by
his
knowledge
of pens.
That's a
pretty good pen, Ryan.
That is a good pen, Ryan.
You can usually tell because the tip is metal and sharp and not a ballpoint.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Get out of here with that, Tyler. Come here with this big bullshit.
I got it for free.
You compare those
two. This fucking 2-cent pen over there. Those are good pens. Those are the Pilots, right?
Well, this is the Uniball that you didn't like. But
yeah,
then
no,
this one's...
That's the those are the good ones, though. This
my mic's
the cheap-ass ones.
Oh, Ryan's mic's been... I was going to say, it's like, man, he's been quiet.
I was saying the thing poked me.
I keep all these pens near me because they're my favorite.
Somebody asked me at the bank if I had a pencil, and I was like, no. No, you really let us keep pencils here.
Excuse me, Sam, do you have a pencil?
Please sign a pencil so I can erase it later and write in my own amount.
Your money's no good here. Please leave.
Yes, come on. Yeah, I fill all my checks out with pencil.
That was like the time somebody's like, do you guys white out? I'm like, are you serious with that question?
Get out of my bank.
Go buy it in the grocery store.
Door is over there.
Yeah, did you see my tweet, sir? It was like, have you ever been in a grocery store? And I was like, are you kidding me? Because I work in a grocery store.
Only every day of my life.
Only every day of my entire life.
Okay.
I buy like 3 smart waters a day, like the big ones.
Why?
They're on sale for
smart.
That's a smart move.
Gotcha.
They're on sale for $1.
Okay, everybody. I think that's a good podcast. I feel like Tyler didn't get to talk at all.
Buddy.
Yeah, well, Tyler,
part of it, I kept getting my mic was muted.
Oh.
I kept trying to like input, and I'm like,
all of you with your muting.
Stop it. Okay, stop it. Ryan, stop it. God damn it.
I stopped. I'm not doing anything.
What's happening right now?
What do you mean?
Who's doing that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
Are we off?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Terry, I hate your face.
After the sun and the fading light of day. Chased after the sun and the fair.